What we're going to do right now, though, is give away a pair of tickets to tonight's game, along with a parking pass. We think we have very, very fine seats that the winner of these will certainly enjoy. And we're going to do this by playing the fart game.
Yes. Is this the first fart game of 2011? Very well could be. Maybe the second.
I'm still waiting for the first Burrito Jimmy of 2011 myself.
I think we skipped 09 and 10, though, so we're having a break, it seems like. But anyway, yes, we're going to play the fart game. We have two contestants here, so let's meet them. We've semi-met one of them. We'll reintroduce her. Lauren, correct?
Yes.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm great.
Lauren is a 22-year-old, freshly graduated freshly graduated TCU Horned Frog with a degree in nursing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is already a full-blown nurse, and I'm glad to announce that I am about to hire her to come take care of me full-time.
Do you do personal stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Definitely. Yep.
Oh, no. So
I could save your life right here, right now.
Yeah, but I mean, he's talking like sponge baths and bunion removal.
Can you groom me?
I can groom you.
Yuck.
And look at her. She's a very cute girl.
I know. She'll make a great nurse.
Now, we met her because when we started the show today, she was down here riding her bike, and she was parked right outside the ticket hovel. Now, did you know we were going to be here today?
Yeah.
And that's what got you down here?
I was just riding my bike and decided to come down here because I knew you guys were giving away tickets. And I saw you guys, came on in, and here I am.
Yes. And look at her. Look how well she cleans up.
Yeah. You're very well groomed yourself.
Well, thank you.
And she's engaged at the age of 22 to a 25-year-old financier.
You have your whole life mapped out in front of you, don't you?
I don't know.
At what age would you like to have children, Lauren?
3 or 5 years from now.
That's too young, man.
Well, we only have so much time.
Dude, you got lots of time for that crap.
You are 22 years old. You got a world of time.
Yeah.
You don't even need to be thinking about
it. You know what? This guy sitting to my left who's going to play you right now, he probably could tell you that. What's your name, sir?
Shane.
Shane.
All right, you need to move this a little higher. Because we can barely hear.
Yeah, it's kind of. You might have to hold it. Hold it. It's kind of broken.
Yeah, I got the bum headset.
That's okay. That's all right. Use your mouth. Now, how old are you, Shane?
36.
36? What do you do for a living?
I'm a general contractor.
Boring!
I knew that was coming, but I had to go ahead and do it.
You had to say it. All right, you're a GC, if you will. Now, did you grow up like your dad taught you how to fix cupboards and put the screen door back on when he threw your mom through it and stuff?
No, not really.
What?
I actually was a teacher for a year before I decided that really sucked.
So now you walked over here.
He was the first one because, yeah, we put the call out, and he was here within about 2 minutes.
I drove over here. I was at 75 in Knox and just made
up. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got here quickly.
You certainly did.
It was important.
Are you parked illegally, too?
Possibly.
Wow. We have
two. Do you have a boyfriend?
Stupid.
You can answer that. You don't have to. Uh-oh.
No.
Okay. You were thinking about it. Are you a male homosexual?
No.
Are you married?
Yes.
You are. You have children?
Yes.
When was the last time you got laid?
Is she not too damn young to have kids and get married and stuff?
Way too young.
Infinitely, right?
She's wasted her life.
Cute girl, though, right?
If my wife were not listening, I would say yes.
We'll pay for the first date if you guys are interested. I know you have other things going on, but, you know, that's just kind of the station we are.
Yeah, we could.
We have so much money that we just pay for people's dates. All right.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Now, Shane, you have heard us play the fart game, correct?
Yes.
You're a fart game connoisseur. You're a regular, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Lauren, you have not.
No. Nope.
So I'm going to explain the game to you. So listen closely. It's very difficult and very technical. I, Corby, I call someone within the service industry. Just so happens this time I called the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get their number?
The internet?
They just hand out their number?
Shut up.
the ticket office, Lauren. I didn't call the team. I call it just barely.
See, all these teams have offices.
Yeah, stay with me here.
Yeah, it's not just a collection of big guys.
Like when you call the Dallas Mavericks, Jason Kidd doesn't answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right,
It'd be a lot more fun if he did.
Hello, Dallas Mavericks. All right, so I call the Oklahoma City Thunder ticket office, and for about 4 minutes, I talk to them about somehow acquiring season tickets for next year. Okay?
Okay.
Now, just remember, on the other end of the line is someone in the service industry who knows that the customer is very important.
Who?
No matter what happens, the customer is very important. He has to treat me with respect. That is his job.
Customer is always right.
Right. Now, throughout the entire conversation with said ticket representative, I am back at the studio playing fart drops that sound an awful lot like that. Okay?
And how often?
As much as I want. As much as I feel necessary.
And the representative can hear these on the other line.
Very clearly.
Was it like cutting off your conversation?
Well, honey, just let me finish the game here. Sorry,
Shut
Danny.
Up.
So it is up to, now she was here first, so she gets to guess, right?
Yeah,
okay.
That's the way it usually rolls.
It is up to you to determine whether or not the customer service representative somehow makes mention of said farts or stops the conversation or references the farts in any way, or if they fight through it. Now, I'm going to give you a heads up. It's typically about 50-50, whether or not they recognize them or not, or make mention of them.
You know how sometimes I say that you take the scenic route to set stuff up?
Honey.
This is like a helicopter tour of the Grand Canyon.
Honey, I'm dealing with someone new to the business, okay? You got that?
Don't worry about it, honey.
She's struggling.
She is.
I think she's been drinking.
She may have.
She's doing just fine. Leave her alone.
Yeah. All right, so do you understand the game?
Yeah, I got it.
So it's up to you, since you were the first person here, to determine whether or not this person recognizes. So it's either a yes or a no. It's very simple. If they do...
You understand this?
Yeah,
if they do,
okay.
if you're right, then you win the tickets. If you're wrong, then Shane over here wins.
So this is a big, like, moment right now.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it is.
God almighty!
You're going to tell us whether or not you think they will react or not. Yes or no?
No.
You say no, that they will not react to the fart game.
Sweet.
All right.
You understand this, Sean?
Shane.
it's okay, Mitch. It's fine.
Steve.
All right,
let's play the fart game.
Okay, see, Thunder.
Is this the number, or is this who I talked to about season tickets for next year?
Yes.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Currently, what are the options on the, like, I don't even know how many tickets are sold right now, for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Are there is there a lower bowl completely full?
We're down to our last handful of seats completely. My lower bowl and club levels are completely full.
The lower bowl is completely full, and what else?
And the second level as well.
The second level as well?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. So what all do you have as far as anything together on the first or second level?
No. I mean, I have some in my Riverwind Terrace on the club level. We have a set of four that run around $26,000. I have a set of four. But outside of that, in a courtside seat, I don't have anything in the lower level or club level.
All right, so what about in the third level? Is it wide open there?
Not wide open. Like I said, we're down to our last few seats, but we do have some seats there. Now, one thing I did notice, I noticed the out-of-state area code. Are you in-state or out-of-state?
No. I'll be in-state in a month.
Okay. So how are you looking to using the seats, personal or business use?
I'd probably be more personal.
Okay.
So, all right, well, so if you shoot me straight here and you're telling me that there's hardly anything available outside of a few of the third level and courtside seats?
Correct. Literally, all I have left is a courtside location, a location in my Riverwind Terrace on the club level, and then some seats in our third level, and that's it.
Okay. When you say some, how many are you talking about here?
Just like maybe 100 or so.
Okay. So you have a few together, or are they all just singles?
There are some together.
There are some together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what kind of price are we talking about in the third level? Two. I'm looking for either two or four. I'm not, you know, not totally set yet whether the kids are going to be old enough to go, but I may end up getting four.
Okay. Well, for a pair of seats is around $2,700.
Uh-huh.
For a set of four, we're looking at about $5,300 for a set of four.
In the third level? And uh-huh. What angle am I going to have?
That's a sideline view.
Sideline? What does that mean?
Near center court.
Oh, okay. All right. I've only been in the arena once, and it was there for a college deal, and I don't know what it's like in the third level. I've only been on the lower levels. Is it decent up there?
Yeah, I mean, our arena is not that large, so.
How big?
It's not that large. It's a good view.
How big is it?
I don't really know the dimensions.
As far as seats, how many seats are there?
We have about 18,200.
Okay. It's about like Reunion Arena was.
As far as number of seats, we have an average size number of seats, but the actual depths and the heights of our third levels and things like that, it's uh-huh. not that big of an arena.
Sure. All right. All right, well, let me talk to the misses. And, okay, just repeat the pricing again for two seats and four seats.
Two seats would be around $2,700. Four seats would be around
$5,300. Okay. All right, cool. And I'm assuming those are going fast, too, right, since there's only 100 left?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're probably about to start from being sold out.
All right. Well, I appreciate the help, Lon.
All right, no problem.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Good luck.
All right,
good luck, go Thunder.
Yeah.
How in the hell did he fight through that?
Crap.
Hey, these customer service representatives today are very trained.
Wow. There you go, sweetheart. You're a winner. Shane
have won.
I always guess yes because I know the amount of drops that I play in there are infinite, basically. So you should have been feeling good about yourself. This was a rare occasion.
Had I gone first, I was guessing yes, so
yeah.
I'm screwed either way.
You would have lost either way.
Yep.
Well, Lauren.
Yay.
You win.
I'm going to give these to my fiancé for both of us to go together.
That needs to be a
here
gift.
Here you are.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
Tickets.
Thank you.
Parking pass.
Yay.
You are the winner of the fart game. You know what this proves, Lauren?
What does this prove?
Well, I'm asking you. There's something you're supposed to say.
I bet you Shane knows. Shane, what does this prove?
People really do win on the ticket.
That's what you're supposed to
That's
say.
Right. You're supposed to say people do win.
People
have
really
a hot
win.
Carl.
And have a hot Carl. Say that.
And have a hot Carl.
Yes. Got that one.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Enjoy the game.
Thank you so much
for playing the fart game.
Sorry, Shane.
Sorry,
thanks
Sean.
For coming. Shane.
Good luck, Shane.
Bye, Shane.
With your bottom.
Yeah. All right, there you go. There is the fart game. There are more tickets proving once again people do win here on the ticket.